My need to be right is the formula for perpetual conflict. When I believe that I am always right, I make the rest of the world wrong if they don't agree with me. The probability that I'm always right is zero. If I work hard at it, I may be right most of the time, but I will never be right all the time. It's impossible and not worth the effort. When the need to be right consumes me, I live a life of perpetual conflict. I need to decide whether I would rather be happy or rather be right. The world doesn't need a critic, and it isn't impressed by my commitment to righteous judgment. The world needs my love and help rather than my judgment. When my heart is full of love, negative and judgmental thinking fade. When I take the initiative and send love to everyone, conflict fades as well. At the end of my life, no one will ask me how many conflicts I had or whether I won or lost all those battles. No one will ask if I was always right. On the final judgment day, I will be judged on loving and letting go. When I love people, conflict disappears. A heart full of love easily handles 99% of life's challenges and does it without conflict. It recognizes how often things are worth fighting about. The answer is almost never. When you make your decisions today, are you going to do the legal thing, the right thing, or the loving thing? Most people always do the legal thing. Usually they do the right thing, and sometimes they do the loving thing. People who are alive spiritually know that this is doing things backwards. You should always do the loving thing. Usually the loving thing is both legal and right, while the reverse often is not true. If you choose to do the legal thing, you will be walking on thin spiritual ice. A crafty lawyer can figure out a way for you to do almost anything you want, irrespective of whether it's right or wrong, and the question of whether it's loving is never considered. If your sole criteria for making decisions is whether it's within the letter of the law, right and wrong become irrelevant, and you quickly get into spiritual difficulty. Your spirit will wither and die as lawyers show you how to walk the broad path that leads to spiritual destruction. Remember, lawyers are not spiritual advisors, and if you follow their advice, you do it at great peril to your spirit. If you choose to do the right thing, you are still treading on dangerous ground. Doing what you believe to be the right thing can lead you onto the slippery slope of self-righteousness. Saying that you're going to do the right thing has a good sound and feel. What could possibly be wrong with doing the right thing? Problems arise because people have a different understanding of right and wrong. It's a big world with many competing belief systems, and people who believe that they are right are killing each other every day. People who believe they are right end up by dividing the world into two groups of people. Everyone who agrees with you is right, and everyone who disagrees is wrong. The chances that you are always right is zero. If you choose to do the loving thing, you will navigate effortlessly through the moral universe. Doing the loving thing is the way God means for us to live. Love is the power of God at work in the world, and ultimately, it's the world's only hope. Choosing to do the loving thing is usually straightforward. You don't need lawyers to parse the truth for you and tell you about love. If you can't figure out what is the loving thing, you can ask a 5-year-old child and he or she will explain it to you. If you always do the loving thing, your spirit will grow in the power of God's love and your mistakes will be few and far between. If you do the legal thing, few people will criticize you. If you do the right thing, most people will applaud. If you do the loving thing, God will say, "Well done," and the world will be a better place because you were here.